Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and we've got a guest on our KGLO live line. It's Major Jeff Kroll from the Salvation Army in Mason City. Major Jeff, how are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. There's a release out right now, and Salvation Army is already looking ahead toward Christmas now. And for some people, they might be thinking, wait a second, it's September, but we're in a whole different world right now with the COVID-19 situation. Maybe you can bring us up to date a little bit on the approach of the Salvation Army right now, heading into a kettle season not too far away.
Yeah, not knowing what's coming up brought us to being able to get our things, our ducks in order a little earlier this year. We haven't finished nationally with all our partners where we can ring, and it's quite possible some aren't going to let us, and because those contracts are signed in our national headquarters, and we just know that the need is even greater than it has been in the past, and with COVID, people aren't carrying a lot of cash. The red kettles might not be everywhere we're used to seeing them. And there just might not be as many people out at Christmas time because of COVID. And these are all things we're trying to plan for and get started a little early this year.
Now, you mentioned the contract situation with businesses. Some people might think that the Salvation Army can just show up and put a kettle in front of a store. But there is a contract. There is an arrangement that is set up and an agreement, if you will, between those stores and them generously offering you that space to ring the bell to raise money.
That's absolutely right. We can't do what we do without their good graces. They're generally very, very good to the Salvation Army. We love all the stores who we have contact with, but we see that they're a little worried about how it's going to go with COVID, and they just want to be extra specially protective this year and just make sure everything is worked out to the letter before they sign the agreements. And that's what's going on right now. There's a lot of back and forth between the two entities, between the different stores and the Salvation Army, just to make sure that everything we do keeps people safe. That's our main goal, is we want to get people safe, and we also want to be able to raise enough money to help the people. So it's a two-pronged kind of attack.
And you touched on it a little bit, but indeed, the need is still there and maybe greater than ever in some cases.
Yeah, with people out of work because of COVID, the people whose jobs have kind of dried up because of COVID or lessened. Maybe some people are working but not as many hours. The need is most certainly up, and that's why it's worrisome to us. That's why we want to start early, because the people who are in need are in need, and the needs are only getting worse as COVID goes longer and longer.
And so the next step then, people can write a check, send it directly to the local Salvation Army, correct?
They sure can, and that would do us great. You can go on our website, salvationarmy.org, and there's ways to give on there, and you can be certain that it will end up here. Even though it's a national website, it goes by the zip code of the donor, and so we can rest assured that anything given on the web will get here. But yeah, they could start early sending checks right now. They could just make sure they have some cash when they come out shopping when that season starts. And we are going to have the I can't even think of what they're called, but where you can bump your phone, where the younger, hipper people know how to pay using their phones, and we will have that available for our donors at the kettle sites.
And that will be something new in Mason City.
I believe it's new. Maybe they had it out a little bit last year, but it's going to be in full swing this year, and hopefully every kettle you come across will be able to pay Apple Pay or Google, and or an Apple or a Google phone, and it has a little thing you bump your phone on, and I haven't been completely brought up to speed on that, but I know the younger folks know how to do that.
What a great opportunity then for people to give that way. This must also be a year then where you're really going to need folks at the maybe fewer locations to ring to step up and volunteer to help out the Salvation Army.
Absolutely. That's one of the best ways that people can help who some people say, well, maybe I don't have the cash to give, but I have some time. We're always looking for volunteers to man the kettles, and they could do that by calling the Salvation Army here and talking to Mona, and Mona would love anyone who signs up. She'd get you in the book right now. Our Register to Ring site will be going live, I believe, next Monday, and that's you just go to registertoring.org, and you could sign up online. And but the easiest way, if someone wants to go now, is just call us here, and we'll get you signed up, and we'll get you a spot reserved.
Major Jeff, I was thinking, too, as I was traveling on the west side of Mason City recently, I noticed there were a great number of cars that were out in front of the Salvation Army Family Store, and people taking advantage of some very nice merchandise there at great prices. That's also another opportunity for folks who may be going through some tough times right now.
Absolutely. We try and keep just the best gently used merchandise in there, and they're turning it over all the time, so it's always new things in there. And it is an opportunity for some great bargains.
Are they accepting more things right now, too, Jeff?
Yes. If someone was to want to drop something off, I believe they would accept it. Yes, sir.
Okay. Good. Well, I have some things in my trunk, so I'll be heading that way.
Very good.
Major, anything else you want people to know about the kettle campaign coming up that you can get out or that you need to tell people right now?
Well, just that the Salvation Army is always here. We haven't shut down during COVID. We're still helping the people of the northern Iowa area. And we will be here no matter what happens, but we need the community to pitch in and help us so that we can do the kind of work that we want to do to help the most amount of people possible.
Outstanding. I appreciate I put you on the spot here, too, this morning just to get you on the air with me quickly, but I appreciate all you do. And again, welcome to town. You guys haven't been here that long.
No, we got here in July, so we're still getting our feet on the ground, but we're very, very happy to be here. We love Mason City so far. It's a beautiful town.
Terrific. Hey, well, great to talk to you this morning, and you guys know you're always welcome on AM 1300 KGLO, okay?
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You bet. Take care, Major.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Major Jeff Kroll with us from the Salvation Army in Mason City on AM 1300 KGLO, and think about that right now as the kettle season is right around the corner. To maybe sign up if you can at one of the kettle sites early this year, or knowing that some of those kettle sites just aren't going to be there this year, maybe make that donation and send it directly to the Salvation Army by check, or as he said, go online to the website and make a donation there, too. AM 1300, KGLO, getting it said for Mason City and for all of North Iowa.